The issue of climate change, and is there a link between climate change and some of the tornadoes that we've seen recently? That is what we're going to talk about right now during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Gregory Wrightstone, and he is an author of a book all about climate change and global warming, and really the facts, the other side, the side that, as he puts it, Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Greg, it's great to have you on the program again. Thanks for joining us.
It's been good to be back home with you again. It's been a while.
Sure. Okay. So in mid-December of 2021, there were these tornadoes that were so tragic. They hit in Kentucky, Illinois, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri, and about 100 lives were lost. And President Biden, on the one hand, tried to bring comfort, or so it seemed, but on the other hand, he linked the storms to man-made climate change. What are your comments on that as somebody who doesn't agree with even the whole thesis of catastrophic man-made global warming / climate change?
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I heard that, my wife and I were listening to this press conference, and I said, he's going to link this disaster to climate change. And by golly, he did. In my book, I published a chart showing major tornadoes had actually been in decline for many decades. That's right, in decline, not increasing. And I went back to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration site where I had obtained the data just a couple of years ago. And lo and behold, that NOAA site showed increasing tornadoes. I said, what in the world's going on here? And here it turns out 2 years ago, or prior to the Biden administration taking over and politicizing NOAA, they being NOAA, recommended only look for long-term tornadoes dating back to 1950, only look at the really big tornadoes, the E3, E4, E5 tornadoes. And that's because prior to the era of Doppler, which we complete Doppler coverage of the United States by the year 1995, remember that date, 1995, we had a different system for logging tornadoes. You had to actually view a tornado on the ground for it to be recorded. From 1995 on, we could capture every single tornado in the United States. And so what this actually represented was not so much an increase. What they did, the chart that NOAA shows, if you go there today, they were counting every single tornado back to 1950. 2 years ago, prior to the Biden administration, they said, don't do that. Don't count those little ones. Because what you'll see and what they're showing today is an increase in reporting of tornadoes, not actually increases in tornadoes. And if you look at the data since Doppler in 1995 has complete coverage, you'll see that tornadoes, the large tornadoes, and actually all tornadoes, have not been increasing at all. And you can argue pretty strongly for a slight decline in the number of all tornadoes. And definitely there's been a decline in the large tornadoes. And we should celebrate that. And part of this is there's a misunderstanding by a lot of lay people out there. They think that, and Joe Biden does too, he believes that increasing temperature means an increase in severe storms and tornadoes, when in fact, that's not exactly the case at all. Severe weather is driven by temperature differentials. In other words, it's not increasing temperature, but it's this contrast from warm weather compared, butting up against very cold weather. In this case, in this tornado, we had hot, humid weather coming up from the south and the Gulf Coast, and overriding it was this very cold stream of upper-level weather above the warm air. And it was the big contrast with the very cold air above and the warm air below that spawned these tornadoes. And that's what you see happening. So again, it was just opposite of what Joe Biden's telling us. And there was just a recent, something almost duplicates this in a recent World Meteorological Organization report just recently. They reported that there was a significant increase in severe weather across the globe. Well, again, I looked at that and my radar started going off. I said, wait a minute, something's not right. And it looked very similar to what we were seeing with the tornadoes. And in fact, we reached out to the WMO, World Meteorological Organization, and got their for their input on this. And they admitted, they got back with us and admitted in writing in an email that, well, okay, our paper said that severe weather had increased, but actually what they said was, and this is a quote, this is an artifact of reporting, not actual increase in severe weather. So we have to be very careful when we talk about things like this, that we're actually logging actual events and not increases in better reporting.
Okay, what is your book and what's your website?
My book is Inconvenient Facts. It's been a number one bestseller at Amazon for the better part of the last 4 years. As recently as October here, we're back to number one in three categories. So it's a book that just won't die. It keeps going. And our website is inconvenientfacts.xyz. But I'm now the executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. And our website is just full. It's co2coalition.org. You can go there. You can take a climate quiz. You can look at our climate facts. Click to get great charts and downloadable charts for you to use.
Okay, so here's the question. So much of the pain in the pump, so much of the policies of the Biden administration, one of the first things he did day one, he canceled this pipeline, he canceled that pipeline. Now we have to pay a lot more for gas. But he did all this by design because he doesn't think we should be driving cars that are, you know, processed by or, you know, run by fossil fuels, because we've got to fight man-made catastrophic climate change. So let's deal with the question, this question. What is the premise? I mean, what is this all based on? Is the premise itself questionable? In other words, is there such a thing as man-made catastrophic global warming or climate change?
Well, there is some warming effect of the added CO2 in the atmosphere that we're adding. CO2 is a greenhouse gas. It has a warming effect on the atmosphere. We just believe it's completely overwhelmed by the same natural forces that have been driving temperatures up and down since the dawn of time. And is it leading to – so their premise is that our release and addition of CO2 from burning of fossil fuels is leading to alarming increases in temperature, and that will lead to these horrible catastrophic events that you're talking about. When in fact, that's not the case at all. We know that we are in a warming trend, but that warming trend started more than 300 years ago in the depths of what was called the Little Ice Age. We've been warming, and the first 250 years of that warming had to be entirely natural or almost entirely natural. But we're being asked that, oh, well, that's all changed in the middle of the 20th century. Now it's being driven by man. No, that's not right at all. And in fact, what I like to do is look back through both human history and temperature history and combine the two. And we find we're being told, oh, well, we can't let it get another degree and a half or 2 degrees warmer, or there will be crop failure, pestilence, mass depopulation. We're all going to die. Well, okay. So I ask the question, what happened in the previous times over the last 4,000 or 5,000 years of human history when it did get that warm? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Great civilizations arose. Humanity benefited and prospered. Food was bountiful. Life was good. Inventions. People had time, weren't worrying about feeding their family next week or next year. So people had time to think, to dream, to invent, to sculpt, and they did. During these warm periods, it was the intervening cold periods. When it started getting cold, life was difficult. It was beyond difficult. It was horrific. We know that each of those cold periods were associated with crop failure, famine, pestilence, and mass depopulation. There was a bad time for the planet during the cold periods, just opposite of what we're being told. So we should celebrate the warmth. That's what history tells us. Welcome the warmth and fear the cold. And we know these past warming periods were great. The first of those, after the first great civilizations of the Assyrians, the Hittites, the Babylonians, that was called the Bronze Age. And during that time, again, these great civilizations arose, and then they all collapsed within a very short period of time. It was called the Late Bronze Age Collapse. And you can Google that if you're going, well, I don't know about this guy. Just Google Late Bronze Age Collapse, and you'll see it started getting cold. again, food was crops failed, famine, pestilence, and mass depopulation. We know that it was much warmer then. They were growing a crop called millet in Scandinavia. You can't grow millet today except in subtropical areas. And it really, that was led into the cold of the Greek Dark Ages, it was called. And then it got better and warmer during the Roman warm period. And Jerry, there was a reason the Romans wore togas. It was very warm. And the Romans were growing citrus in the north of England. You can't do that today. And then again, it started, those civilizations once again collapsed when it started getting cold. That led to the cold of the Dark Ages. And so we can trace this fascinating correlation between the rise and fall of temperature and the rise and fall of civilizations.
Yeah, what's so interesting about this, I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking about when AOC first hit the scene, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a congresswoman from New York City, who's very controversial, but she was promoting this whole big Green New Deal, which would frankly bankrupt the whole country. But she's doing it because otherwise, if we don't implement this radical plan to uproot global warming, we're all going to die. In fact, she said in 2019, I guess, the beginning of 2019 or thereabouts, we only have 12 years left for this planet if we don't change course, if we don't, do those kinds of things. And even President Biden recently was touting Build Back Better, which I believe incorporates a lot of this agenda of the Green New Deal. So somebody's misunderstanding something here in high places.
Well, it ain't me, I can tell you that. I've got the science to back it up and the data. It's really, they don't want to look further back than 100 or 150 years. And that's because in that time frame, we started adding CO2 while it was getting warmer. And so it's kind of the chicken and the egg. It's, we know if you look farther back in time than 100 years, you'll see that warming trend that we're in started long before the first Model T rolled off the assembly line. You can't blame us or blame us. I welcome it, but you can't attribute the warming from the late 17th century up until the mid 20th century. That's naturally driven entirely, almost. It had to be possibly 100% naturally driven. And, so they don't want us to look back. They want us just to focus what's happened in the last few decades.
So these tornadoes caused by, driving around in SUVs, that's just a phony and fallacious charge.
It is. If I look at what I call the climate catastrophes or climate apocalypse events, and just time after time, I see what they're saying is just not supported at all by the science, the facts, and the data. In fact, that's what led me to write my book, Jerry. I'm a geologist, and it was this search for the truth. I knew that some of what we were being told was incorrect, suspected other things, and it was my search for the truth that really compelled me. It angered me what I found to find out what we're being told is a pack of lies about, it just frankly is, about these catastrophes related to increasing temperature. If you look at, there was a recent UN report on extinctions.
We have half a minute left.
Extinctions that predicted 1 million extinctions over the next several decades. I looked at that same data closely and found that actually extinctions have been in decades-long decline. Rather than millions to be expected of species going extinct, we're doing a really good job protecting endangered species. And we should celebrate that and continue doing that.
So the good news is the bad news is wrong. CO2coalition.org for more information. Thank you, Greg Wrightstone. All the best.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.